Okay, Peter.
Hey, you've been here 3 months, for God's sake.
Is that what we're waiting all up?
That's right.
Hold it all?
That's right.
Take care.
Good evening. Thanks for allowing me to come and speak. I asked John Orkin to join me. I believe everyone on the board when we did this wasn't here. So if there are any questions that I might not be able to answer, he was involved with all the paperwork and the goings-on with the process. So it would be a bad idea to bring him along. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what the future is with the HUD loan and with, as it relates to Cuba Press, and see what we can do to put this to rest and move forward.
What's his role? I don't know.
John is our attorney.
Okay.
And he was obviously responsible for all the paperwork with the original loan and dealing with that. So.
I have some questions about the original loan and just kind of how you went about getting it. It's HUD money, right? It wasn't money that came out of the town coffers.
Correct.
And so it was a HUD grant, but the town is a sponsor for that or something? How does that work?
The town is the recipient of the money. It came from the federal government, HUD. We filled out an application through the county.
Yeah.
We were fortunate enough to receive it. And the conduit for us to get the money is it came through the town, meaning that they are the recipient of the federal money once we pay it off. And then it becomes money for the town to use for other projects in the future.
So because you initially filed the paperwork to get the money from the feds, it came to us.
Correct.
To you.
If we've been
you're paying back to us, we don't have to pay the feds back.
Correct. If we had been in Lansing would be getting the payments, and they would have the money to use in the future.
So because you took the initiative to do this, the town's benefiting.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I see. Because it wasn't the town went out and did this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was something you guys saw as an opportunity to kind of
It was an ad in the paper that we saw. So.
In fact, there was an ad in the paper, and Cube Press was the only one that took the time and the effort and the
and it cost a fair amount of money to do that.
Long, arduous process of getting it through.
Right.
It was not easy. But we did it together with the town board that was there.
Right. Okay.
Are you in the town of Cortland, though? Is that where you're
going? City of Cortland.
Okay, so it's not a town, too. I mean, the city's not inside a township, it's a separate entity.
Within the city itself.
Village of Dryden.
Okay. Does the city of Cortland participate in HUD loans at all? You know?
Not that I know of, but I don't know.
Because I'm wondering if you could do the same process. Pay the loan off, you would offer. You can get a HUD loan through them and give you 9 or 10 or 12 years to pay it off, and you can get the money and give it back to us. And it would give you the 8 or 9 or 10 years to pay off the same amount of money. I'm just wondering if that's possible. I don't know. I just something that occurred to me.
I don't know. Like I said, this went through Tompkins County. I did this through the county offices. So
you
no
got the, I'm sorry, the loan, you got the grant or the loan 5 years ago, am I right?
2001.
And when did you start looking at moving?
That's not fair.
I'm sorry, it's a question.
That's quite honestly, Cuba Press really didn't start. Well, the answer to the question is Cuba Press. I can answer the question.
We weren't looking to move for years. Yeah, we weren't looking to move. We needed more space for about probably 3 to 5 years, and we had wanted to find something or build something in Dryden. That was our first choice. This building became available in Cortland. We had literally had to blow out walls and were stacking jobs on top of each other. And I finally just said, this is ridiculous. We can't operate. I can't hire more people. I've got no room. People didn't have places to park. I had to do something.
I understand.
So.
Yeah, because you explained that to us before.
So as far as moving, that came up a few months before we did. So.
It was a difficult process. They did not want to move.
I understand. We've talked about this before, but I'm thinking that when you got the loan, you understood the part that said if you move, that's a default condition.
Well, I don't know that that's true, Mary Ann. I'm not sure why.
It's in the loan agreement.
No, it says that, it says the town board has the opportunity to review it.
Have you read the loan agreement?
Yes, I have the whole thing, okay, so tonight.
Well, I think.
And we have the opportunity to negotiate, work with that. We could call the whole thing right now if we wanted to, okay? Or we could work and leave the loan as is.
Right.
So it's up to us to decide.
Absolutely.
So whether it's default and demanded right now, I think that's different than saying we have the opportunity to work with some people in the community who've been here a long time, developed a lot of jobs, were the ones initially put the time and energy into getting the loan to begin with. We'd had nothing to do with that.
I understand that, Marty.
And so I don't know why we're kind of trying to, you know,
I'm having a problem with the idea
guys.
That this came as a surprise to Cayuga Press.
No, wait a second. Can I answer that?
It must have been part of your plan.
Can I answer? No, let me answer that. First of all, I don't gainsay for a second that under the actual terms of the loan document, the loan and security agreement, that if Cayuga Press moves its base of operations, then that constitutes a default. You're correct, okay? But when you get to the default provisions of the loan and security agreement, what the town can do with it is entirely discretionary. Mm-hmm. You can go from, you know, A to Z, from like a regular house closing on a due on sale clause, you can demand the entire amount due, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. And all I just wanted to say is, you know, I was thinking a lot about this, and it's to say that it came as a surprise. It certainly didn't come as a surprise. Peter came to the town board. It wasn't to this town board, but he came to the town board. He discussed it with them. He said right out, I want to talk to you folks. I want to try to figure out a way to resolve this. And it dragged on and it dragged on. My point is this, you know, I'm a football fan. And, you know, the Baltimore Colts, run by a guy by the name of Art Modell. One night, Art Modell backed his tractor trailers up to the Baltimore Colts offices, took every helmet, you know, shoe, and carted them to Indianapolis. Now, that's a relocation. This, too, is a relocation, but there's relocation and then there's relocation. You take a look at what's happened here. How many of the Dryden residents who received jobs pursuant to this HUD loan still have their jobs? I believe the answer is all of them. All of those jobs for low-income families that were created by this, they've moved 5 miles away.
Jobs in Cortland are not the same as jobs in Dryden.
But see, I don't know what that means. I read your blog, and I understand that. No, I'm a good Democrat. I read the blogs, you know? What do you want? But my point is this, is that Cayuga Press moved as the crow flies, maybe 5-6 miles from here.
The driving mileage from the current location, the previous location at Henshaw to Cortland, is 17.6 miles.
Okay.
A 25-minute drive.
Well,
so it's not 5 miles. 25-minute drive isn't 5 miles.
Point well taken, David. That's fine. But the reality is, I'm a resident of Dryden, have been for 23 years. I've been their lawyer with Jim for 20 years. You know, I'm a taxpayer. My client's still here. Peter's still a resident of Dryden. Chris Clausen, your judge.
You understand I mentioned that in the article, too.
Oh, no, I hear you. And you were very fair. I think you were, you know, your issue was, these are Cortland jobs. And that's what I take issue with, that the Dryden residents who had jobs created by Cayuga Press, by this grant, and the Dryden residents who had jobs created by Cayuga Press still have those jobs. And all I'm asking, I'll finish, all I'm asking is this, if the action that you take does something that causes Cayuga Press to restrict, to cause them economic burden during a time of their transition, which is a tough time for any company, the downfall of that may affect Dryden residents. And that's what we don't want to have happen. That's what you don't want to have happen. And I hope that you just take that into consideration. It's not the mileage that's the issue. These Dryden residents are earning money. They're paying Dryden taxes like they always have. Not a lot has changed.
You're suggesting that if the loan was called, you'd have to fire people, or you'd have to lay people off.
I'm not saying I don't run Cayuga Press. I'm saying that anytime you ask any kind of commercial entity to immediately come up with, what, $250,000,
that's going to cause a hardship.
And that's why we haven't asked that.
And I appreciate
recognizing that.
That
Peter's a Dryden resident and that he's been able to keep the Dryden employees is why we've extended it. We're saying we won't even consider calling it for at least for a year, almost a year now, because time is passing. And that there would be 90 days notice on top of that. We're not talking about immediate.
And I guess we don't want to, we're not here to do a public negotiation or to talk to you about those terms. This guy, all we're asking is that there is, you know, what is the reason behind calling the loan due? What is the reason why, you know, they extended the 90 days? Is it punitive? Is it, you know, well, what? I don't know.
I will tell you. I'll be happy to explain it. There are two issues. One is that it's very low interest. It's less money than we would be making on an equivalent amount of money in the bank. So there's a consideration for raising the interest rate. And the other consideration is that we've had people looking for economic development loans, and we'll be advertising soon for the availability of money for economic development loans also. And we would rather give the money to somebody who's doing business in Dryden. So we're willing to, you know, not consider it for almost a year now, because it'll take us that long to get through this process. And if we do get an applicant, we'll let Peter know, and there'll still be a 90-day window to resolve it. The issue is the low interest rate and the interest in making the money available to Dryden businesses.
How's it negatively affected Dryden, though? How's it, I mean, if everything stays the same, how's it negatively affected?
It's not positively affecting Dryden.
I didn't ask that. I said, how's it negatively affecting?
Because the money's not available to Dryden businesses, because we're making less money on the investment than we would be if it were in the bank.
But, I mean, it isn't negatively affecting it. It's left
not two negative effects to me.
How much sales tax did you get with those people living here and buying their groceries and driving their car and buying their gas over the years that these guys have been in business?
And they're paying
more
taxes
than $250,000.
They've
made money off this. Yeah, Dryden has made money off this.
I don't know why you guys are so after
but
these people.
But not anymore.
But now, those 35 people are now shopping.
This is a program that, as you said, was is an issue that Tompkins County runs as a Tompkins County Economic Development Revolving Loan Fund. That you know, the county actually does, you know, a great deal of the paper, a lot of the paperwork administration. So in a sense, the county, I mean, and then hands it off to the municipality for the paybacks.
Did the money come from the county, or did it come from the federal government?
The administration and the paperwork and recruiting, all of that comes from the county.
So processing of it came from the county, but the chunk of money came from the feds.
That's right.
Okay.
This is a program that the county operates in
and now we operate
valleys. What?
Now we operate it. I mean, you passed it to us, and now it's our burden.
That is part of the service the county offers.
So what's your point?
Excuse me, Marty.
I'm just trying to see where you're going.
Point. If you saw in the Ithaca Journal today, somewhere in the intersection of the first section, there's a very significant article about Empire Zones and Industrial Development Agencies in New York State failing to exert what's called clawback provisions when they give tax breaks and abatements and et cetera to businesses that promise to produce jobs and then don't. In many cases, they even just sort of reorganize and change their name and call it a new business and say we're bringing in new jobs, and they get tax breaks for this, and because of a good old boys network or whatever, they don't bother if somebody doesn't produce, they don't bother to call back the loan, call back the tax, you know, require the tax abatement to be paid back. That's not true in Tompkins County, I can promise you that. What I'm worried about, what bothers me here, is that this is town money, this is my money, this is your money, this is everybody here's money, that you know, was loaned in good faith, and now is, you know, we're actually losing money on it because of the low interest rate, as Marianne said, even if it only sat in the bank, that's town money we could be making interest on. So, you know, I think it's a very generous offer to have this extended time period and let them pay it back, but raise the interest rate and have a 90-day 90-day clause. I think that's extremely generous. But I really think this is town money that is being, is just being handled. It just makes me wonder if there was some promise before you moved, Peter, that, we won't make you pay the loan back. I mean, you had to, I'm sure, figure into your business plan when you moved the possibility you'd have to pay the loan back. You had to figure that in.
I never said that I didn't. That's why I came to the board to discuss it.
Your business plan includes the possibility that you might have had to pay the loan back, and therefore it was still worth it to you.
Martha, you should really be addressing us. I don't think it's appropriate that we get into this kind of conflict. And I'm not sure what you mean by the good old boys network, because I don't know many good old boys network. And I think the examples that you gave in the Ithaca Journal aren't appropriate here because jobs were created. So I'm not sure, again,
point is the original
I'm not sure
not
why
being,
a small group of people is really after Cuba Press. I don't know what's going on here. I'm all for raising the interest rate some, and I'm all for having a shorter term, but I think we've got to do something that gives these guys some kind of business plan to work with. From what I understand, the term is very short. I don't know if the interest rate is the
resolution that we passed last month was 12 months from now is the earliest we can call it, and then it'll be 90 days, so it's 15 months.
You passed the resolution or you proposed it?
Yes, we passed it last month when you weren't here.
We notified.
And we passed it at a 4% rate.
And presumably you're here to say that that proposal was not reasonable?
Was there a resolution?
There was a resolution from 4% up to 8.5%.
No, from 2% to 4%.
From 2%?
Yeah, up to 4%. It's now 4%,
right.
Not 2%.
Right.
I'm sorry, I wasn't notified about that.
Malin?
I don't think
Mr. Shen says he wasn't notified of the resolution we passed last month?
I don't think he passed the resolution. Malin directions to prepare a proposed document, which I think he did and sent
right.
to
yeah,
the
right. But there's no resolution that's been
passed. Okay, and you sent that to...
Yeah.
And so...
I haven't received anything.
He told me that it was being proposed, but that nothing had actually been voted on. That's all. So I...
But you were informed of the idea. Okay, let's call it an idea. Yes?
Yes, they were.
And it was my understanding that you were objecting to that idea. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think what I'm hearing is it's not the percentages, it is the term.
That's correct.
That's
kind of
16 months, isn't 16 months?
Was it 16 months or 90 days?
It's a year plus 90 days.
So it's 15 months from April. Which the earliest that you'll have to pay us is July 9th, 2008, in full. And you would have an increase in the rate from 2% that you're paying now to 4%.
If a year from now we have... an applicant for the money, we could give you 90 days notice to repay. Does that sound right?
That's the earliest we could ask for. If another business says we want the money, we're trying to grow our business, or there's three businesses that want.
Well, I think we're glossing over a lot of the details. You're making it sound like, like John said, like we're moving to Florida and displacing everybody. We're not doing that. We're also maintaining jobs in the town of Dryden still between our office in Dryden and the mailbox of Ithaca, which is a sister company. So we're still operating. We still own the buildings that are there. We didn't pack up and dump on Dryden. And I feel that, quite honestly, that what you're doing here is more, it feels like it's a punitive damage because I took a piece of metal that HUD said that we could put in the town of Dryden and create jobs with, and I moved it down the road. Those jobs are still there with it, and really the only obligation I'm missing here is I moved that press to another place.
And the 35 people that were working on it. It's not punitive at all. We actually talked about this and felt that it was a reasonably generous offer because you're a Dryden resident.
No, I disagree. I don't feel it's generous. It doesn't. I mean, we have 9 years on a term.
Peter. Well,
since the extreme option is to call it immediately or raise the interest to 8%, it's not that bad.
The best loan that I went and looked at the three banks in town, And the best loan I can get is for a commercial rate for $250,000, the amount that you have left.
This isn't commercial money. This is grant money.
I know. But if you were going to grow your business and you wanted to buy the same piece of equipment,
right,
and you wanted to get the loan for $250,000 to do that, it would be a 7.75% loan. So maybe you'd make this decision not to do that. Or maybe you'd say, I'm going to make this investment at 7.5% because it's going to help my business. Now the town through the government has given you a 2% loan. We're asking to bring it to 4%, which is less than what we'd earn.
I have no issue with the increasing it to 4%. I think that is very generous. I understand that. What I have issue with is I'm trying to run a business, I'm trying to maintain jobs, and I can't, you know, a chunk of the money that we have out there, I can't just anytime have somebody say, okay, I guess we want our $250,000 back. It just isn't that easy. And we just built a new building, added a lot of stuff. We're leveraged, you know, to the hilt right now. We have a huge amount of debt. And part of our thinking in this was taking the existing debt that we had and maintaining it, not having to come up with another $250,000. Reality is, like you said, next April, you know, we'd like $200,000 right now if somebody else needs it.
What would you feel like 2 years and six, call it 6 months?
Do you have a term that's better for you? What would you count
a number of years?
I mean, you can't
get away with a farm, but we wanted something.
I don't know the town law. I mean, go to Malin. You know, is there a way that we can discuss this? I can discuss it with Malin. Yeah, we're talking about his business here, and it's difficult for us to open up his business to the whole world and have to. I feel uncomfortable with that, and I don't know if it's a violation of the open meetings law. If we can present a proposal through mail-in, or I could do it.
I think it's to Steve.
Whoever's reasonable for you guys. It's not right. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, I thank you for the offer.
But ultimately, any decision is going to be made in a public meeting.
Right. Fair enough. Right. I just don't want to talk about his
public
business.
Public debate. Right.
Yeah, about the business of Cuba Press. And I just have to comment on one. Do you mind? I know you guys are here forever and going to be here forever. So I apologize for that. You know, I have to take exception to something that was said here, and it's something that you. They call you Marty. I don't know you well enough, sir.
That's fine.
But, you know, this isn't any backroom dealing here.
Right.
You know, and this isn't any, you know, clawback or. They created the jobs they were required to create. They still have those jobs. And we don't want to lose those jobs. So this kind of image of something nefarious going on, that didn't happen here. Everybody, you know, we've always been open and said what we're doing. And I just that needs to be said as a matter of record.
I know this family really well.
These are nice people,
and they are trying to run a business, you know. And I think it's our job to work with the people in our town.
I agree wholeheartedly, and now I'm frustrated that we've been talking about this for almost a year, and it's our responsibility as well as theirs. We've thought about it for two, three weeks,
since I talked to Malin.
Yes. That's part of the problem, right? But it's not a punitive issue at all, and I don't believe anyone here thinks there's any backroom dealings at all. I just want to move on and get it settled.
Fair enough.
And I don't understand why it's taking so long.
I guess I'd like to point out to Councilman Christofferson that saying that he's known these people for years doesn't do a whole lot to dispel the notion that he's trying to dispel. There's nothing going on.
You know what, Simon,
I'm trying to picture myself going to the bank and saying, you know, I have a mortgage on my house, but I'd like to move the house. Can I keep the mortgage with it?
The bank's happy to keep the mortgage.
Let me ask you a question. Would you buy a house and have a mortgage on it where the bank says, you know, in 6 months or 9 months, we can just ask for all the money back right away?
Simon, let me tell you something. How I know Peter is through his kids and sports and this. I've never been to his house, done anything. And I don't like you telling that kind of story here, okay? Because it's wrong.
You're the one telling that story.
I'm telling you, I know these people like you would know these people if they were in your neighborhood.
Marty,
and if they lived in your neighborhood, you might know them and have a better sense of what's going on and the kind of business people are and everything
else. I'm suggesting that you not
like it,
raise
Simon.
Your personal relationship okay. when you're talking about it.
Okay.
We live in a small town. We know a lot of people, you know?
That's the point.
We will carry on. Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Town Highway Superintendent, Department of Public Works.